Right off the bat, FDA's Deputy Commissioner for Food, Mike Taylor, tried to reassure the standing room only audience that many small farms would be exempt from the proposed rules. They govern the growing, harvesting, packing, and storing of raw fruits and vegetables. These rules, he said, are still a work in progress and would possibly apply only to farms that generate $500,000 or more in sales. They would not affect foods usually not consumed raw, like potatoes. Taylor said the law behind the rules was passed after a series of widely publicized foodborne illnesses.
There was a really demand from both the industry and consumer communities that there be a law that would codify this and give us the ability to vouch, you know, to the markets, and to international markets as well, for the safety of food grown in this country.
But Jake Guest, who owns Killdeer Farm in Norwich, questioned the need for the law, citing statistics from the Centers for Disease Control showing a relatively low incidence of foodborne deaths.
How can we possibly be discussing a risk factor of 1 in 150 million? It doesn't make any sense at all.
FDA officials countered that a lot of food poisoning goes unreported. But even farmers who saw the need for some regulation argued that the rules governing irrigation and composting, for example, are too complex and expensive. Lockwood Sprague, a farmer from Plainfield, New Hampshire, said his costs would probably go up $12,000 for a 16-week season. He said many farmers would be forced to shrink their business to get under the yearly $500,000 trigger for the law.
How do we absorb the cost of this? We try to get under. What are we going to do to get our numbers down? We have to become leaner and meaner. And in our particular situation, we provide jobs either part or full-time for 25 to 30 people annually.
He said he might have to lay some of those workers off. Other critics of the rules worried that they could apply to small farms that are part of a larger cooperative. And still others warned the law would put farmers with marginal profits out of business. In the 2.5-hour hearing, only one speaker supported the law. Gabrielle Mounier of South Burlington is a food safety advocate whose child became seriously ill in 2008 after consuming contaminated peanuts. She urged the FDA to move ahead on implementation.
So I'm hopeful now more than ever that with the proposed regulations and the law's key provisions, fewer children will scream out in pain all because of something that they ate.
But the toxic peanuts her son ate, several farmers pointed out after the hearing, didn't come from Vermont. Many left the room with more questions than answers. Vermont Agriculture Commissioner Chuck Ross says the state hasn't taken a position on the rules and doesn't know how many farms would be affected by them. The federal agency is inviting comments until November 15th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.